Come away from that window, Neil.
I'm not happy him being here.
Nor me.
Oh, no. She's bringing him in.
All right. Just calm down.
It's a disaster. What does Ed know about bringing up a child, our grandchild?
We've got to get used to it.
I never will. Never.
Neil?
George, all right?
Still asleep.
Good. Mum, look, Ed's dad's thrown him out.
Has he now? Well, he's gone up in my estimation.
You can't be surprised, Ed.
No.
And are we expected to care?
Well, you ought to. Because from now on, where Ed goes, me and George are going all.
Emma!
Don't be ridiculous. He's got no home, no proper job. He's got nothing to offer you.
I will have soon.
So? Well, can he move in here?
What? You are joking.
Oh, love. Oh, he's desperate.
Over my dead body.
Oh, please, Mum.
Neither of us want him here, Emma.
He's been sleeping in the car.
So what?
Haven't you got mates you can stay with, Ed?
No, it's fine. This is a bad idea.
No, it's not. They've got to understand.
Why should we?
I love Ed. And George is his son. We're a family and we're not going to be split up.
Oh, no, that's rich. Oh,
come on, Ed. They're not listening.
What are you doing?
Leaving.
No!
You can't! You...
Watch me.
No!
Come on, George.
No, Emma, please. Please wait.
Oh, there's no point, Mum. He can't get through his thick head.
Oh, stop. Just stop. What about the caravan?
The caravan.
What?
It's sitting there empty.
Mum.
You are joking.
No. It'd be perfect, wouldn't it, Ed?
Look, that's as good as giving our blessing.
It's the only practical solution. Unless you want him in the house.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Seriously, Dad, if Ed goes, then I go.
I don't want to lose them.
At least it'll give us time to make proper plans. Please, Dad.
This is blackmail. This isn't fair.
I'm not throwing them out, Neil. God knows where they'll end up. I don't see what else we can do.